Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Well, I apologize, I have been taking break for the more than 1 month from the Dharma Talk. For several reasons. However, we'd like to restart. Yesterday, what I talked in Dharma Talk in Japanese, the subject was about the tradition. Because I have been thinking how to deal with the tradition. Well, I have been trying to avoid or to overcome the tradition, and not only tradition but even the religion itself. I have been telling people that, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha and also Jesus, both of them are the person who destroyed their tradition. The people who overcome their tradition, even religion. Those are the old people who, the old masters who basically who founded the new way for the human being in each different time era, including the Honen, the founder of the Japanese Pure Land Buddhism, this and that, all are like this. So it means that the break the tradition or overcome the tradition is a tradition, isn't it? But there's one issue. One issue is that if you completely ignore or completely stay away from the tradition, you start to lose the motivation to practice. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's a bit only me. I don't know. So what is the meaning of the tradition? If you are totally deeply inside of tradition, actually, I must say, there's no freedom. There's no free spirit. Actually, the spirit will die if you just follow the tradition. Because, as I said, all the masters who awaken to the true spirit, then all of them cannot satisfied in the tradition, not for themselves, but more for other people, for the people who they want to teach, who they want to share the spirit. So what is the meaning of the tradition? Well, the meaning of the tradition is to face to it and overcome it. Well, if you want to explain about the black, you have to know what the white is. If you want to explain about white, you have to know what the black is. It's the same. Everything is comparison. Therefore, look at the first teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha. He put up the three turning wheel, which means three main things. If it's Buddhism or enlightened, Buddhism that he is enlightened, awakened or not. Look at the first one. It is nothing is individual. I'm not sure if it's the first one or second one, but anyway, it's one of the three wheels. nothing is individual. You know where this comes from? It comes from the one of the concepts of the Hinduism or Brahman teachings. It is that the spirit, individual spirit, continues. That's why there is a past lives, and future lives. Thus, individual spirit continues. However, what Shakyamuni Buddha said, nothing is individual means not only the physical matter, but also about the spirit. And that is why when Shakyamuni Buddha asked question, what's going to happen after die, after the death? And he didn't answer. And to explain about this issue, that what will reincarnation, what will continue, the Mahayana Buddhist established system of the only conscious. The conscious is translation from the Shiki in Buddhism into English. I'm not sure if this is the right word for this, but anyway, because it's including, it's more about subconscious, and not even includes the individual subconscious. There are conscious exist and this continues, and conscience is the creating the world. The conscious is creating the future, and the conscious is the continuous, and it has been carried from the past, not the individual ghost. Well, anyway, the tradition has a meaning to explain about the Dharma, explain about the teachings that for the new era. So tradition has a meaning to, if you face, not to follow, but face to it, and really put up the question, what is the best for yourself and all others? What is the best way to awaken from the enlightenment and to relieve from all the negativity? What is the best method, best way, and the best teachings? All this comes from by deceiving the wishes of all beings, of the people on the planet in this time era. People on the planet in this time era are wishing so much the way to find the little meaning of the life. How to be happy, how to spend meaning in life, how to make my even death to the meaningful way, not leaving this world with misery. So the practitioner who has is sensitive to this message from the human beings on the planet, their face to it, to the tradition, is this enough? What is the best? And suffers and practice and overcome and find a new spirit, new way, new method to share for the human being in this time era. And this is the tradition, true tradition. I hope our people around you and yourself awaken to this tradition and share the the way of happiness of all people on the planet. Thank you.